Mr. Chairman, thank you. Let me be very clear. No person should be discriminated against in America. No one. That's who we are. It's a basic constitutional principle. We are all equal under the law, all of us. We don't oppose equality, but we do oppose legislation when you take the rights of one and dismiss the rights of others. We should all be able to respect each other, disagree, and still honor each other in our disagreements. That's who we are as Americans. Mr. Chairman, I really do thank you for holding this hearing and taking a serious look at the text here, because there are some serious issues with the text that we believe should be addressed as you go through this markup process to be able to take a look at it. In 1993, Congress took action to respond to the Supreme Court's decision in Employment Division versus Smith. House Judiciary Committee report stated that the Smith decision had created a climate in which the free exercise of religion is continuously in jeopardy. After Smith, claimants will be forced to convince courts that an inappropriate legislative motive created statutes and regulation. The committee believes that the compelling governmental interest test must be restored. The legislative response to that Smith decision was the Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993, which many members in this committee voted for. The bill restored the compelling governmental interest test previously applicable to the First Amendment free exercise cases by requiring a proof of compelling justification in order to burden religious exercise. The bill was ultimately passed the House by voice vote and passed the Senate 97-3. This bill, the Equality Act, for the first time since 1993, would exclude the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. Congress would be taking affirmative action to not include RFRA protections. Religious Freedom Restoration Act doesn't pick winners and losers. It provides a balancing test. The government may burden someone else's religious exercise only if the burden is in furtherance of a compelling government interest and is the least restrictive means of furthering that compelling government interest. Just in the last 7 years, 58% of the RFRA cases haven't even been dealing with Christian religion, what is the majority religion in the United States. 58% of the cases have been minority religions that have been protected in the United States. So why is this an issue for this? Over the course of the last year, we've seen houses of worship across the country, including states represented by every single person in the Judiciary Committee, that have served as locations for COVID testing and vaccine distribution. They provided food, clothing, rental assistance to those in need, as they always do. Under the Equality Act, all of those houses of worship would now be categorized as public accommodations as an establishment. Deeming houses of worship as a public accommodations subjects them to needless litigation, and the Equality Act would literally strip them of the very defense that they were given in 1993. The bill also defines sex to include pregnancy, childbirth, and related medical conditions. To be clear, the law, our federal law, already protects people from pregnancy discrimination, as it should. But in areas where Congress has protected pregnant moms from discrimination, it's also clarified those laws don't require employers to pay for abortion, except in very limited circumstances. Without clarifying language, medical conditions related to pregnancy will include abortion, and the Equality Act will mandate that churches pay for healthcare coverage for abortion without these RFRA protections. Ironically, the ACLU in 1992 saw this exact issue and saw it as a reason to pass the Religious Freedom Restoration Act. For those of us that believe a baby is not just a medical condition, for the people that believe children of any age or size or degree of development are worthy of life, we're not bigots. We're people who live by our genuine faith and see a child as a child. I believe that we can respect each other. We can have real dialogue over these issues that are complicated and difficult, and we can find a way to be able to pass something that honors every American but doesn't discriminate against people of faith.